This stock and commodity report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal, providing clients with the latest market information based on research by ADM Investor Services and other independent sources. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite trade in Kansas City. December wheat, 889, up 1 1/4. May, 9.11 1/2, down 1. December wheat in Chicago, 837 3/4, down 3/4. May, 866 1/2, up 1 1/4. December corn, 750, up 3 1/2. July, 752, up 3 3/4. December 13, 645, up 3 1/4, now up 3. January soybeans, 1470 1/2, now 71, up 15 1/2. July, 1430, up 13 1/4. November of 13, 1320, up 5 3/4. December soybean meal, 450.30, up 250. December soybean oil, 50.19, up 45. December live cattle, 125.77 1/2, down 35, now down 37 1/2. January feeders, 145.50, down 7 1/2. December lean hogs, 84.27 1/2, down 17 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Corn market. We could have just gone a week ago and said whatever it is we did say then and say the same thing. It's going sideways fast.
Boy, if that isn't the truth, I tell you, you look at, I was looking at the ranges this morning, and we're just basically range bound since the 21st of November on the corn market between that 745 and the 770 range. Beans aren't any different. I mean, we're pretty much range bound there. We're range bound in the wheat. I shouldn't say beans aren't any different. Beans are different. They've picked up 95 cents since the 16th of November, but they just can't bump their way through that 200-day moving average. They tested it today, and actually we are above it right now. So let's see once. Maybe we can pull a close out above that.
If we pull a close out above that, do you like $15 beans if we follow through tomorrow?
I do. I like that. The only thing, basically there's a lot of happiness at the marketplace today with the idea that, we've got the jobs report coming out on Friday, but we have that private company that keeps on putting the jobs report out early. And basically, they came out this morning and said, hey, we added 118,000 jobs in November. And so the outside markets have been pretty positive most of today.
And that's with Hurricane Sandy involved too. So,
that's right. That's exactly right. And so we'll find out. When Friday shows up, but for now, we'll take it. It takes a little bit of the focus for the moment off the fiscal cliff, but I still think that's a major, major issue. We've been recommending to clients that if you're sitting on old crop corn, and if these guys cannot get this fiscal chicken that they're currently playing cooked before we get to December, you better have some kind of protection in. Put in some near-term protection just so that you can sleep at night, because this could be very ugly.
Why is bean oil jerking around so violently?
Well, I think, some of that is the expectation was, of course, that we were going to see China take a tremendous amount of bean oil. I think some of it is profit-taking. Some of it is stocks numbers. I think it's just uncertainty as to where we're going to go now. The Chinese economy looks better today than what it did a couple days ago, and it seems as if bean oil really attacks its – well, it's attached to two things. Palm oil is one, of course. Bean oil primarily is used along with – as a palm oil substitute when it comes to salad dressings. And so anytime you see any kind of issues with the economy or anything else, and – it gives the implication that people might start to pull back on spending. You start to see that have an implication on soy oil also.
CONAB's ready to give their estimates tomorrow. That's Brazil's equivalent of USDA and NAS. I'm wondering if they confirm the kind of numbers that we're seeing from Informa, Does the corn market have some rally in it? In other words, how much of the numbers Informa put out are already in the marketplace regarding Argentina corn and Brazil corn, too, for that matter?
Well, I think there's no question that some is in the market, and I think today we continue to see some of that come back into the market. You know, that's the one thing I think that people lose sight of, and that is that this is a futures market, and it trades all of that ahead of the actual facts. I thought the numbers that came out of Informa made a lot of logical sense when you look at how heavy the rain has been, that we're going to lose bean acres and corn acres down there both. But, you know, it's a certain circumstance. I don't think that we're going to necessarily break out of the ranges that we've been trading. Until we get this fiscal cliff settled, they're going to be hesitant to spend too much money and put too much on the table. So I would expect that, you know, we trade back up to that 765 to 770 level on March corn. It's probably going to be a sell for right now, and we'll trade back down again. So I don't think the range is going to trade.
Tuesday, USDA releases its latest WASD report. Most of the traders are expecting to take a nap and wait for the January report. Could we not see a reduction in ending stocks for soybeans, increase in ending stocks for corn on that report, and some significant moves?
Well, you know, I in talking with people and in looking at it, I think most of the expectation is that we could see an increase in yield on beans again on this report, but I would expect to see any increase in yield again absorbed, you know, when it comes to export sales. And therefore, you know, we could maybe hold steady as far as the ending stocks go on beans. When it comes to the corn side of things, you know, will the USDA make a lot of moves ahead of the January report? I don't think so. So I wouldn't be surprised if they really didn't make hardly any changes to corn at all. But if we do come in and we do see ending stocks increase in corn, well, of course, that's going to increase some of the pressure on the market. And I think we would see a negative reaction to it. But I don't think it would be a long-term reaction, Dave. I think that there's so many things that are going on in this market in the month of December that, you know, it's hard to project just where it's going to go. You've got reallocation of fund positions. You've got profit taking. You've got, oh, there's just so many things that are happening here because it's getting close to year end that the reactions in some cases are very short-lived.
Not to mention that little thing called the fiscal cliff. What, in your estimation, what if they kick the can down the road and have a framework promise but really don't solve the issue until the new Congress, what does that do to grain markets heading into January?
Well, I really think, you know, like I said earlier, I think guys have to have protection in an old crop if they're not willing to make sales, just because, you know, if we go off, technically off the fiscal cliff, you know that it's going to imply that there's potential for an additional recession. When you look at the spending cuts, you look at the tax increases, it's hard to believe that there could be a lot of job improvement and those types of things. And hopefully that's going to be the motivation to get them to take care of it before they go on vacation. But they seem to be very focused on vacation right now and not very focused on all the promises that were made throughout this whole election process, saying that this was going to get taken care of. But, you know, it's not going to be good. So I think, you know, as risk managers, as business people, there are two things that have to happen. One, you as a producer sitting on old crop, you need to protect yourself. You as an end user on the other side have to look for any opportunity you can to get your hands on cash grain if you haven't already done it. Because I'm in Pennsylvania right now, and I was at a client's yesterday, and there was a truck came in from Nebraska and picked up corn. And they were hauling that corn back to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. This is from Pennsylvania, just actually south of Harrisburg. So it goes to show you just how strong the demand situation is and how short the cash availability is as far as actual grain to be able to feed cattle.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois, although right now she's over in Pennsylvania. December corn, 751, up 4.5. January beans, 1470.5, and they are up 15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.